Welcome to this month's installment of Author Audio, brought to you by Quality Progress Magazine and ASQ, the global voice of quality. My name is Mark Edmond, and I'm the Associate Editor of Quality Progress. In November's issue of QP, we honored 40 of the new voices of quality, an impressive group of young professionals, all under the age of 40, who are making a difference in today's world and who will more than likely play a huge role in influencing the quality profession for years to come. Joining me today is one of those 40 new voices, Lori Dellinger, co-founder of ASQ's Young Quality Professionals Network. When she's not working her full-time job as an associate vice president at Citizens Bank in Flint, Michigan, Lori volunteers countless hours leading and promoting this young professionals group for ASQ. Thanks for being here, Lori.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Mark.
First, I want to remind readers and listeners about the network's involvement with QP's New Voices of Quality feature. We asked the network to help us with the selection criteria, and Lori was able to recruit a number of volunteer judges to review and rate the nominees. Because Lori was one of the nominees, she wasn't one of the judges. We couldn't have done this feature without the network. So thanks again to you and the volunteers for helping us pull this off, Lori.
You're welcome.
Tell listeners a little bit about the network, when and why it was founded, how many members, that sort of thing.
Okay. It was founded in 2009. And the reason it was founded because there was a gap in really getting the voice of young professionals heard and to be part of the discussion in quality. So we founded it. We decided that there was going to be a better way to get inputs by providing this platform for young professionals. We currently have close to 300 members and growing, and we're very excited to be around.
Talk a little bit about activities so far, accomplishments so far, and what are some of the goals and things you want to do?
Okay, there's a lot going on right now.
Okay.
We currently are sponsoring regional networking events. We've had two in the past, and there's more to come.
Okay.
And we also have some activities where we're helping to do University of Outreach. We would like to do some webinars and member knowledge sharing with our ASQ young professionals. So there's several things that we're trying to work to prioritize so we can provide the best support to the network.
What has what's the overall quality community saying about the network? What's their reaction been so far?
It's been really positive.
Okay.
I mean, what I think it's primarily that this is long overdue.
Right.
I've had an outpouring of positive feedback, and mostly people are saying they're really on board and aware that it's important to get these voices heard and to be part of the quality conversation.
Are they giving suggestions on possible activities or things to remember, or what kind of advice or suggestions are you hearing?
We are hearing that they want more collaboration opportunities with the young professionals. They want to try to understand how they can integrate the needs of young professionals into their own planning, whether it's a section or a division.
Okay.
So definitely supportive and interested in doing whatever they can to both attract and integrate young professionals into the quality community.
Who are these young quality professionals? Who's actually joining the network? From what backgrounds? Who are these folks?
They're both young professional, business professionals, students. So there's a mixture, as well as people that are not only under 40. So in our community, which I wanted to also make sure people know, you don't have to be an ASQ member to be part of the Young Quality Professional Network. So we've really expanded and allowed people that we're not only from the under 40 crowd to get involved.
Okay.
And to be the ones that help mentor and network with these young professionals. And we also have an international presence, which is great.
Okay. What has been the reaction by these quality newcomers, the ones being first introduced to quality right now? What are they saying about the opportunities?
We've had a great reaction from quality newcomers. They want to get involved. They really enjoy the opportunities to network. What they're most interested in is being able to have some benchmarking, possible networking, and also some leadership development opportunities and community outreach.
Okay.
So they're passionate, want to be engaged, and it's just been a great response.
Good. Are there enough young professionals out there interested in playing roles in the quality community, and are there unique challenges that quality faces in finding, recruiting this talent, and retaining it?
Yes, there's definitely enough young professionals out there that we could engage to be part of the quality community. But the challenge is right now that we have to be open to new ways of defining quality and new ways to go into new ideas and ways that will shake up our usual ways of thinking. So I think the challenge is going to be to understand that we need to allow this disruption, but know that it's for a better outcome overall.
Got it. What message, what final message would you tell listeners about the future of quality in terms of the young people joining the community, what you've seen so far?
Well, quality is going to continue to be a differentiator in business. Quality is integrated into everything we do with business excellence, and we need to allow new voices in quality the opportunity to provide input and have some ownership in how we establish processes, how we improve those processes, and you know what methodology we're using.
Thanks again for taking some time and going over some things with us, Lori. And again, you can find the feature article on the 40 New Voices of Quality in November's Quality Progress magazine, as well as our website, www.qualityprogress.com. And Lori, tell people where information on the Young Quality Professionals Network can be found.
www.asq.org/YQP.
All right, that's great. Again, this is Mark Edmond of Quality Progress Magazine, and thanks for listening.